Wake up, America. It's time to talk about nootropics on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this next episode, or this episode, of Wake Up America, our Wake Up America series. If you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. If you're one of our regular listeners, we love you, and we thank you for being on this journey with us. So, Tina.
Yes.
Nootropics.
Nootropics.
That is such a cool name.
Yes, it is.
Honestly, I'd never heard of
nootropics. We had a request to talk about this topic because there are a lot of people starting to get on these what are called smart drugs.
Yes.
And we've had a lot of questions about, are these healthy for me? Is this something safe for me to take? So
right.
Dr. Cruz and I have been doing quite a bit of research on these and actually realized that for a while our oldest son had been taking medicines like these.
Yes. Well, yes. I actually realized that for years I was on one of these
nootropics
without
well.
Even knowing it. So basically, it's a category of supplements. Let's say supplements. Some of them are prescribed medicines, but it's a category of these substances that help to boost brain performance. That's the bottom line of what they are. They've been called smart drugs, especially by university kids, because there's a lot of interest in the university setting by the students who obviously are looking for ways to boost their brain performance. You know, they're
stay up later,
exactly,
study longer.
So what do you think?
Remember more things.
Is the nootropic that I used for years and years without realizing.
Oh my goodness, I have no
idea. It's so simple. Yeah. I never even realized it. And that's what most of these university students, well, more than half the world is on this.
Mm.
Caffeine.
Caffeine.
Yeah.
There you go.
As I was doing my research, and it said it was talking about the more natural nootropics, caffeine was at the very top.
Right.
I was
because
like,
it's a stimulant.
It's a stimulant.
So
exactly.
These are basically the best way to define these types of supplements or drugs are stimulants.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Stimulants. And it's true. First of all, I've always loved coffee, mm-hmm. and I drank it because I just love the taste of coffee. I love the smell of coffee. I wasn't necessarily drinking it because I needed to be stimulated. However, mm-hmm. it did stimulate.
Comes along for the ride.
It comes along. Exactly. It was stimulating. And I remember that I'd go to the surgical center and I'd be up and down, like running around, like, mm-hmm. you know, just feeling so a little bit on a high.
Right.
A little bit on a high, feeling very stimulated, basically.
And be more productive.
Be more productive.
That's the idea, too, of these is be more productive for longer periods of time.
Exactly. Yeah. So like Tina already mentioned, Adderall is one that, you know, we're familiar with. Most people are familiar with Adderall. It's used for attention deficit disorders, also used for narcolepsy. But these are prescribed medicines. You know, Adderall, Ritalin. These are considered prescribed medicines. So if somebody is on Adderall, or if somebody is taking Adderall, they're either getting it from someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe somebody, a friend of theirs or family member who has a prescription and has a bottle of them, or maybe they're buying it. You know. Maybe they're buying it somewhere in the market.
I'm sure that this stuff's available.
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
Illegal drugs are available everywhere. So
absolutely.
I would imagine that these types of things are also available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the compounds that is in black, and I think it's black and green tea, is something called L-theanine,
mm-hmm.
which also is supposed to be considered a stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
Omega-3 fatty acids are considered under that topic of nootropics, mm-hmm. because they actually help improve improve brain performance, mm-hmm. mental status. So I was actually shocked at some of the
supplements
that, yeah. that you know I found listed on some of the articles that I was reading.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like there was a lot more in that category than I was expecting.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things, so here you have a lot of these that are natural supplements. Oh, even creatine, which is mm-hmm. used, you know, a lot by bodybuilders. Mm-hmm. That's also considered a substance that can also boost brain performance. So one of the things that they were talking about is regarding the prescribed ones versus the ones that aren't prescribed is some of the side effects, you know, and some of the natural ones, the side effects aren't completely, you know, elaborated on or understood for everyone. Mm-hmm. But some of the things to consider that were mentioned was increased heart rate, mm-hmm. Increased blood pressure, insomnia,
yeah, not being able to sleep
right. Now you're all stimulated up and you can't sleep,
right?
You know, so there were definitely,
and an inability to focus
when
you take it long term, right? Which actually one of the things that I was reading about is that it kind of goes against what you take it for to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. You're taking it so that you can have this ability to focus for a long period of time, but then you take it for too long, your body gets used to it, and then now you've got these side effects, which kind of gives you the opposite effect of the medicine. And I think that's what our son actually experienced after taking it for a while, which is why he got off of it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important to say.
Absolutely. And so what you were just talking about is one of the other side effects of it is addiction.
Right.
You know, I mean, where you just now you can't function without these.
Right. You feel like you absolutely have to have them just to function.
Yeah. I mean, and again, caffeine is a great example, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a great example.
Millions of Americans that roll out of bed and turn on the coffee pot.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, who knows how much, I mean, 3/4 of our country is at least on one nootropic.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, fascinating information. In case you want to read up on it, it's NOAA, NOOTROPIC.
Yes.
Nootropic.
Yeah, and the other thing that it was talking about was that typically these medicines or supplements are being given to people that have brain deficiencies, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's whether it's something like Alzheimer's or dementia, or they've had a seizure, or they've had a stroke, or ADHD type, like what you were saying, right? So typically people that are put on these medicines are people with cognitive issues. And there's a lot of studies around those individuals being on these medicines. There's not as many studies of healthy people being on these medicines, mm-hmm. right? But again, it just goes toward, I think in general, because it's in the general class of stimulants, so coffee could be in the same category as some of these supplements or medicines, just the general side effects of what happens when you're on a stimulant all the time, mm-hmm. right? And so those are some of the things we were talking about. But, you know, just if you're gonna take something, you know, the rule of thumb is always to look into it and make sure you know who you're getting it from.
Yes, absolutely.
Make sure you trust that source. You know, research it. Find out if there are side effects to the specific thing that you're interested in taking, because there are a ton of things that fall into this category. And so, you know, talk to other people about it. Talk to your medical provider. Go mm-hmm. see your doctor. Talk to them about taking things like this before you decide to take it. Just because anything that you put in your body, and this goes for coffee as well, right? It's going to have a reaction mm-hmm. in the body in one way or another. Not everybody reacts the same way. And it's just important to understand all the things that could cause in your body before you start putting it there.
Absolutely. And we're not here. The purpose of this episode is not to be like, hey, you know, go. We're not trying to promote the nootropics. We're just trying to
or
inform
say,
you.
Do not take them.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. We're just here to educate, because actually we're educating ourselves too on it. It's a topic we weren't familiar with until it was suggested. And you know, to add on to what Tina was saying, one of the things I had read in one of the articles was like some of the natural supplements, nootropics. There's one called rhodiola. You know, one of the concerns with some of those natural ones were that they had contaminants. So if you are going to be taking it, you know, to, like Tina said, you want to make sure that you're getting it from a company that is using the purest ingredients. Mm-hmm. Okay, the purest ingredients. Because the last thing you need is now to have some horrible side effect from some contaminant that wasn't even part of the active ingredient, right, in that supplement.
It's scary.
It is scary. Everything that's out there.
Yeah, because then and this happens with pharmaceutical medicines all the time, right? We get on a pharmaceutical medicine because our doctor tells us to take it because we have X, Y, and Z symptom. But then we have another new symptom, right? After we start taking this medicine, and then we're like, okay, is this new symptom because of the medicine, or mm-hmm. is it because this really is going wrong in my body? And a lot of times it is because of the medicine that we're taking. Like, we see a lot of patients in our office with constipation, for example, that are on pain meds mm-hmm. consistently, right? So that's when we see that, when a patient's coming in, oh, I'm severely constipated. Oh, by the way, I started pain meds 3 months ago. That's very common, right? And so we teach them about that. Like, there are side effects to stuff that you put in your body. And I feel like a lot of people aren't as connected with their body mm-hmm. As we would hope, right? And so they'll get something and then they'll be like, well, I need to go to the doctor now for this next symptom, right? Instead of going, maybe it's the thing I just started taking that's causing this, and how do I maybe get off of that medicine mm-hmm. or switch to a different medicine, right? That maybe doesn't have that side effect, because it all is going to affect you. And so just knowing that anything you put in your body is going to affect you just should make you more aware.
Yes.
Right? Of what you're putting in and making sure it's clean.
Absolutely. If you want to connect with us, or if you have a suggested topic, please let us know. You can go to our website, drlizcruz.com, and you can connect with us that way. There's a magenta colored button on the homepage that you can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. If you haven't rated our program, please rate us and please give us a 5. It'll help other people just like you to find us quicker. And lastly, if you have not subscribed, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.